Craft Beer Radio mini episode, Hydro Cuvée, the Savor Beer.
And welcome to our special mini episode here for Hydro Cuvée. I paused that right before
you. Let me fade it out, man.
Sorry. This is the beer that was given out at Savor. So the question that we have is it worth you saving it or drinking it now or, you know, spending $100 on eBay for it, whatever.
That's it. We're going to appraise it so you know how much to spend on eBay.
So Hydro Cuvée is a blend. It's a blend of... It's from Firestone Walker and Flying Dog. It's a blend of Bravo, which is their bourbon barrel-aged imperial brown ale that they use mostly just for blending, and DDBA, which is the bourbon barrel-aged special English bitter.
Yeah, it's their double barrel ale.
Right. So this was blended with the Imperial Porter, inspired by Gonzo and Wookiee Jack Black Rye IPA. Mm-hmm. So four beers put together to create a 10% alcohol by volume thing.
Yeah, three of the beers are Firestone beers, and then the Gonzo is a Flying Dog beer. It's a logistics. They brewed it in Paso Robles. You can listen to the Savor Salon. I just did. I'm still catching up on all that Savor stuff. One of our listeners tweeted us the other day saying, I'm finally through all 18 hours. I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm like on hour four still.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's 33% Gonzo, 33% Wookiee Jack. And then I think they said it's equal proportions of whatever the, I guess 11% each of the other three. So.
Now, it's weird. We're drinking these in the IPA glasses because our next show is going to be a mostly IPA show. I'm not getting a lot of aroma out of it.
It's supposed to be hop-forward beer, too, so that's why I didn't grab the other glasses. Yeah. From listening to the Salon, they made it sound like it was a hoppy black ale, something like that. I'm getting
from there. There it comes. It just needed some time for it to evolve.
When I first poured it, I could smell the barrels. You know, I could smell the bourbon from Bravo. Or maybe, you know, I've never had double or Imperial double barrel ale or whatever it is. Double barrel ale. I guess I could just call it double DBA, as I think they call it.
Double DBA.
Yeah. So I've never had that one. But I did have some of the Bravo at the Salon. Yeah, so there's a good bourbon character, and then it goes quite into a quick roasty porter type smell, right?
Let me switch glasses with you, because I'm getting kind of grapey hops. It's weird.
It smells about the same to me.
Now I'm getting it. Yours smells a little bit more roasty.
Okay.
Weird. Yeah, okay, so some of the roast is still coming through, but it still smells a little bit brighter and hoppier in mine. I'm not sure exactly why.
It smells pretty good. The beer pours pretty black. You get a little bit of highlights down at the bottom of the glass. First impression. As soon as it hits your tongue, you get the whiskey, you get the bourbon type characters, the oaky characters. Excuse me. And then the end of the flavor, the hops come through, but then the roast kind of follow up with it. It's definitely a melange of flavors going on.
Yeah, there is definitely a considerable amount going on. I'm having a hard time describing it. There's a little bit of a kind of Snickers bar thing coming through with it to me. A little roasty bit of peanuts with some chocolate and caramel notes as well. Maybe missing the nougat.
It's an interesting description. I'm not sure I'm getting anything too reminiscent of peanuts or even peanut roast, but I kind of get there. I mean, it's a sweet, you know, there's some cocoa character to it. I can kind of see that a candy bar thing going on a little bit, I guess. You can take another sip here. It's pretty good, and it's definitely one that invites another sip pretty quickly.
Yeah, it's inviting. It's really drinkable.
Mm-hmm.
I was expecting, based on Bravo, it to be a little more sour than it is. It's really not. Doesn't have really sour components at all. Maybe they're...
You might be confused. Bravo wasn't sour.
I thought it was.
No.
Okay.
You're confusing it with something else.
There was a lot of beer had that
no,
night.
No, Bravo was just kind of a barrel-aged strong ale, barrel-aged barley wine, something like that. Had a lot of oak character to it. A little booziness.
Yeah, the more I taste, the more I'm tasting some kind of... I would say nougat actually works now. It, you know, Snickers is I think, a good barometer. It's not quite there.
Mm-hmm.
It's somewhere, though, in that spectrum of candy bars.
There's a fair amount of hop flavor, too, right? And especially...
I think the hops are just balancing it. Mm-hmm. They're keeping it from not being overtly sweet.
Right. I think there's a fair amount of hops, especially the bitterness. Last couple sips seems to be getting a little more pronounced. They said in the salon, they think you should drink the beer now. You shouldn't lay this one down.
Mm.
Most people aren't going to have a lot of these to lay down. So, yeah, go ahead and drink your Savor beer. If you're looking to buy it, why don't you hop on eBay and see if there's any for sale?
I didn't see any when I looked earlier.
I know Jamie Barlow was joking about selling some on eBay.
But, Let's see.
I don't know if he actually did. I know he was joking. And then I did a search like the day after and there was nothing up yet.
Didn't they make it so you can't sell alcohol on eBay anymore?
You never could, but you could sell collectible bottles.
Zero results for Hydra Cuvée.
Okay, you could sell collectible bottles with the whatever happens to be in the bottle is just a coincidence, right?
I'm doing a search for Savor flowers and I don't see anything.
Oh well.
Hmm.
Too bad we don't have a flowers. We could sell a vertical.
Yeah, that would be great. Savor flowers was another one that you didn't want to age.
Mm-mm.
What was last year's beer?
Last year's was the New York Express.
Was it Limited or Express?
New York Limited, that's it. New York Limited.
Yeah, I don't see anything.
Yeah, well, maybe they made it harder to sell beer on eBay.
I think that was, that was the case for Roth. But there may be other ways to sell beers or trade it, so...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we still have, we got Terek Incognita, we got New York Limited, and then, of course, we have a Hydra Cuvée, so...
Right.
Anyway, no one cares about that
stuff. I'm just curious.
Back to the beer. So let's appraise. How much would you pay for this beer? It's a good beer.
Yeah, it's good. I think it's nice and drinkable. It's got it does have character to it. It plays a little bit with the form, but still stays within the bounds of mm-hmm. what I would expect out of Imperial Porter. Mm-hmm. I'd probably for a bomber,
mm-hmm.
I'd give it $12 to $16.
Really? I'd go up to 25. I don't think I could do 30 on it, but.
$25.
I think it's in there. I mean, it's a blended barrel aged beer.
Are you talking Pennsylvania?
Well, I might be talking Pennsylvania prices. I don't know. I'd pay it over in Ohio too. I'm just thinking that I'm enjoying the barrel character. You're mm-hmm. not going to get a lot of great barrel aged beers. Maybe I'm elevating the price a little bit because I can't get Firestone Walker here. Maybe subconsciously that elevated the price of it. I didn't really want to get into the pricing thing too much. I wanted to just do a little quick gimmick because I said at the beginning we're going to appraise the beer and right. how many hundreds of dollars you should spend on it on eBay. It's good beer. I wouldn't go nuts.
It's a good beer. It's not like we're wowing ourselves over it, but it's certainly a good door gift. I mean, it's a limited thing.
It's definitely better than New York Limited and also the last time we had Terra Incognita. Couple months ago, right? Because it really that wasn't too impressive. This is the best out of the bunch.
What was?
I thought Terra Incognita was pretty good when we had it a couple years ago.
Yeah,
but we just had one recently, about 3 months ago or so. And I don't know if you remember, but it was kind of meh.
I don't really remember that much, but I'm thinking that a lot of these savory beers, mm-hmm. flowers, these need to be drank sort of mm-hmm. immediately. So if you're holding on to it. The recommendation that we would have is drink it. If you really want to get it soon because it probably, just like the other ones, probably won't survive that long.
Actually, you know what? This will turn into a different beer.
Yes, it will.
And this beer has enough fortitude that it could age. You know, we have an extra bottle, so we'll probably lay one down for a couple years and try it again. It might turn into something really delicious.
I think the hops will drop, which means the sweetness will go up. So it might be interesting to see where that takes it.
Yeah, that's definitely what will happen. So this one has legs. It could turn into something nice, but it's also really good right now. And if you only have one bottle, I would drink it now.
Yeah, what temperature are we drinking this at, out of curiosity? Because I think we're drinking it pretty much just the right temperature.
Survey says, I don't have much left. 60 degrees for mine.
Yeah, about 60, 61. That's totally what I would recommend a drink at. I think it really gives a lot of flavor and most of the aroma out from that. And it's cool enough that it'll still taste cool on your palate.
All right, well, let's wrap up this mini episode before it's no longer
Should
mini.
Should we rank?
I think this is the best beer of the show.
Yes, yeah, number one, Savor Cuvée. Hydro Cuvée, sorry. All right, so that is it for the mini show. We hope you enjoyed it, and drink your Hydro Cuvées.
Craft Beer Radio is released under Creative Commons license, blah, 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 blah.